Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark Rawson, and I'll apologize ahead of time by telling you that we are actually running 30 minutes late today because I totally had what we would call in the technical world a brain fart and totally forgot to start the show this morning. So thank you, Francine, for all your great patience. We are on the air with Francine's Angels, and she is on Wednesdays from 11 to noon. Today we're actually going to go from 11:30 to 12:30. So if you would like to call in for an angel reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Francine, you're on.
Good morning, Mark, and no blame, please. We're here now. All right. Hey, everyone, good morning. I am so honored again to be here and to spend this time with you. What I thought we'd do today is I want to just do a 10-12-minute guided meditation to overcome fear. What I'm hearing in my work while I do my angel readings is most people walk around with the most horrible fear, and it stops them from doing all the wonderful things that they want to do. So if I can teach you a little guided meditation to let go of fear, I think you're going to be pretty golden. All right, so I'm going to start with that. We'll do some deep breathing, and then the rest of the show will be dedicated to you guys calling in and me doing readings for you. All right, let's start. I want you to get in a really comfortable position. Make sure you're in a nice, quiet place where you won't be disturbed for about 12, 15 minutes. Good. Sit with your feet in the ground, unless you're lying in your bed, and that's great, too. Remember, this is your time. You earned it. I want you to close your eyes, and we'll begin the meditation. Take in some deep cleansing breaths. Breathe in through your nose. Allow the breath to fill the diaphragm and then the chest. Hold the breath for 6 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And breathe out through your mouth slowly. Now imagine you're blowing feathers out of the palms of your hands. Watch the feathers leaving your hands and floating away up to the sky, each feather representing one of your fears. Watch the feathers floating away as you feel lighter and lighter, as your fears are being taken to the light. Remember, 99% of what you worry about or what you fear is never going to happen. Your body is feeling more relaxed and free of the burdens of fear. And please know that you are safe and protected during this whole meditation. On the next inhalation, I want you to imagine you are inhaling plus signs, P-L-U-S. Deep into your body, mind, and soul. And when you release the breath this time, I want you to imagine yourself releasing minus signs, ridding your body of all fears. Fear of loss, fear of death, fear of unemployment, fear of being alone, fear of lack of money, fear of illness, fear of your children's safety and your family's well-being. Let it go. Your prayers are being answered. It is in the letting go that you give total control to the divine. Now I want you to imagine and pay attention to your physical body. Just picture your physical body. I want you to imagine in your mind's eye that there is a large, bright ball of light coming down from the sky above. see it coming towards you slowly, just like the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz. I think we've all seen that movie. This is a divine universal light. And this light is so bright, you know it is the healing. You know that it is healing you from the inside out. See it all around you, hovering. This ball of light is the purest energy that you could ever imagine. See it above your entire body. Feel the warmth that it emanates. This light is so protecting and energizing. Allow the light to permeate every cell of your body and feel the warmth of this light. Allow the light to heal you. You should feel as if you are lying in the sun. This light will never burn you, but it warms you and allows you to feel safe and secure. Now I would like you to imagine this ball of light changing shape and becoming a large pair of white healing hands. Because this light is of the highest spiritual vibration, you might view this as the hands of the divine love and universal protection, the hands of our divine healer, the hands of God. These beautiful white hands are ready and willing to take all of your fears away. Because when you live in fear, you can't let love in. And love is the answer to all your fears. So I'll give you a moment to place all of your fears into these very capable, loving hands. And know that when you give your fears to the divine, these fears do not belong to you anymore. Okay, let's give them away. I'll give you a moment. Good job. Good job releasing. And now that you have given your fears away, these hands would love to provide a healing for you. Imagine a beautiful golden light coming from these hands. It relaxes you and embraces you in the universal healing energy, permeating the whole you. If there is a weak spot in your physical body, an area that requires more healing energy, the light from these hands will find it. It will send extra energy to increase your body's ability to heal itself. See the hands over your feet. Feel and accept this healing. Breathe into this area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. See the hands healing your feet. Any issues with the feet area, let the hands find it. Now see the hands moving over your calves and knees, feeling lighter and lighter as they heal. Good. Let go of any pain. Any injuries, let it go. And now imagine the energy over your thigh. Feel the energy from the hands going in and helping to remove built-up tension, stress, and negativity. Feel them working their magic. Good. Now feel them moving upwards towards your bottom and all areas of your back. It feels as if this is the best back massage you could ever receive. Muscle by muscle, it's undoing the knots in your back and neck. And as the muscles relax, the tension releases and this healing warmth and energy permeates and goes deeper, giving you a calm, relaxed, and peaceful bliss. You are now releasing all negative energy from your body. See the hands moving forward towards your abdominal area and chest. Breathe in this beautiful healing energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Going deeper and deeper and finding your peace. Good. Now feel the hands moving up towards your upper chest, front of the neck, and shoulders. This is where most people hold all of their tension. Feel the tension slowly fading away. Feel all stress and fear subside. Breathe in this healing light, because all of the darkness is being dispersed, erased, removed. Allow this light to remove all negative energy that you have stored away. Let it go. It doesn't do you any good. Give it to the hands. Now feel the hands healing all of the muscles in your face. You are being positively affected by this warm light. You are calmer than you have been in a very long time. Now smile and raise your eyebrows and feel the hands gently touching these delicate areas. It almost feels as though they're tickling your face. Good. Drink it in. Now please picture the hands at the top of your head. See them cupping. See them cupping together as though they are praying over the top of your head. Good. Just a little prayer. Now see the palms of these hands facing down towards your toes from the top of your head. Imagine that these hands are showering down all around you a beautiful white and golden light. Breathe in this beautiful energy shower, washing away all of your fears, stress, tension, and anxiety. And finally, release your breath and say, I accept this healing. Exhale and say, I let go of all fears that have been holding me back from living my amazing life. I am complete, relaxed, and at peace because I have now learned to release my fear and worries to the divine. I want you to slowly come back to your current place and know you are always safe and protected wherever you are. Great job. I hope you're feeling lighter. Good. And know that you can download this meditation anytime for free. Just go to my website, which is francinesangels.com. All right. Good. All right. Now that we got you all relaxed and you let go of your fears, are we ready to do some readings?
Okay, I'm back.
Were you ready to relax?
I was off. Well, I was off screening callers, so
okay.
It's like, and I can't hear you when I'm doing that. So,
I thought you were doing the meditation.
I'll go back and listen to that again. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is, as soon as we get it off the replay today, I'll actually post it up to your website for everybody to go to, and that way they can listen to just that meditation again, because I heard part of it and it's incredible. So we'll get that up on your website for everybody as a link, so they can listen to just that meditation. And why don't you go ahead and give out your website so everybody knows where to find that later today.
www.francinesangels.com.
Excellent. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Who do we have first?
We have Nicole. Nicole, you're on with Francine.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
My question is about money. I seem to be an expert at repelling money. And what can I do to change that?
So how do you feel you repel money? Give me an example.
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so sometimes I don't feel like...
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't deserve money to come in for me.
Wait a minute. Why?
Because I'm not out working.
Really? You don't think the job you do is important?
I think it's important. I just haven't been able to equate it with being compensated.
Okay. How old are the children?
7 and almost 4.
Okay. Any school, any preschool for the 4-year-old?
Yeah, he's in preschool now.
Okay.
So he goes a couple hours 3 days a week.
Yeah, so that's really not a lot of time for you to get a job. Do you see that?
Yeah, and I just started grad school, too.
Good girl, and you're beating yourself up? Okay. I want you, there's a mantra that you can say, and this is from Louise Hay. I don't know if you're familiar with her work, but she's an angel on earth. From Hay House Radio, I want you to say, abundance follows me wherever I go.
Okay.
And if, also say, if I've taken any vows of poverty in any lifetime, I let them go. I hear your little one. I let them
yeah.
go. I disconnect from any vows of poverty. I don't see any problems. I feel like you're struggling right now, but I feel within the next 6 months to a year, you're golden, honey. And have you lost a father figure? Is this your grandfather, your mother's side?
Sorry.
That's okay.
I reconnected with my dad a few weeks ago.
Okay. I have him, but I have a father figure also on your mom's side, your grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love my grandpa.
All right. Well, he loves you right back. And I do feel that your father's very remorseful this time. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
He's not an easy man, but he is being very remorseful because he wants a relationship with you.
It's been a rough 20 years.
What if I told you you came on Earth to teach your dad? It's not the other way around. Does that make sense?
It surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah. You're the healer, honey. He is, and he didn't come down as a healer this time, but you did. And so you're showing him what kindness is all about. And the fact that you're forgiving him, I'm so proud of you. You should pat yourself on the back. Can I pull a few cards for you?
Sure.
Good. I'm going to shuffle, and when I feel your energy's in there, I'm going to stop and pull 3 from the middle. Let's see if the abundance card comes up. 1, 2, and 3. Guess what the first card is? Forgiveness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I feel a forgiveness around not just your father. What's your hubby's name, honey?
Scott.
Are you mad at him?
Probably.
I know. Any chance we can have some forgiveness?
Yes.
He loves you, but you're not on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? If you don't like yourself, Nicole, no one else will. Do you know that? You have to stop practicing self-love. Your husband loves you very much, but I feel you sort of need a date night, and a date night can be a pizza in the living room after you put the kids to bed. Your next one is surrender and release. Where do you go when you need to get rid of your junk, like if you've had the worst day ever?
Sometimes, if it's bad enough, I'll journal.
Good.
But I don't have any more. I don't have anything.
When that card comes up, you don't, honey. When that card comes up, it means that you don't have a best friend or a mom to connect to. Has your mom passed?
No, she's here, but because of my changing beliefs as I've gone on this journey, there's a divide because she's still very traditional Christian and thinks some of the things I think are not in line with that.
Well, tell us she should read her Bible.
Tell me I need to be in reading it in church.
Really? Well, you know what? Jesus had the same gifts. He had the gift of prophecy. He had the gift of healing. So you're a healer, honey, and you know this, and you're going to do great things. Are you going back to school to be a nurse or a teacher?
Actually, I can be a forensic psychologist when I'm done. I want to do research.
But I see you as a healer, and that's the psychology.
Okay.
Good girl. And your last one is, and before I do that, surrender and release means keep journaling those feelings out. I feel you don't have a best friend or a mom, you can tell. But you're going to write a book someday, so make sure you keep those journals handy. And
okay.
Your last one's manifestation. Yay! What do you want to manifest in 2014?
Money.
Good. And put it out there. I manifest money. Money belongs in every corner of my home. Money can't be blocked from me anymore. Promise?
Yes.
Good. Why do I feel you're really crafty, too?
I sew. I love to sew. And I like to sew things for people.
Your angels are wondering why you don't charge for that.
I try to, but then I realize that I don't charge necessarily enough. I feel bad because
okay.
I feel
do you
like
have a website?
Don't.
Do you have a website?
I do on Facebook.
Okay, because we're all going to want to check your website and check your goods. You've got a whole audience now, so we might want to buy something.
Okay.
What's your website?
It's called Infinitely Essential.
What is it again?
Infinitely.
Intimately Essentials, right?
Infinite.
Oh, intranet. I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T.
Yeah.
Essentials. E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A-L-S.
The second word is right. The first word is infinitely, I-N-F-I-N.
Okay. Excellent. I'm checking that out today. I hope everyone else does too. Nicole, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Bye-bye.
Chia, you're on with Francine.
Hi,
Gia. How are you?
It's Gia with a T. I'm doing good. I really enjoyed your meditation.
Oh, thank you. Did you relax and let go of those fears?
I relaxed as best as I can for myself. I don't relax.
You're a control person, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you know what? I was there once. I couldn't relax to save myself. That comes with time. You'll see. What's your question?
I just want to know if there's any message from Spirit for me at all today.
Okay. Have you lost a mother figure, honey?
Yes.
I have her right here. Can I pull her through with your permission?
Yes.
She loves you. Do you know that?
Yes.
Does she come in your dreams?
I don't really dream, and if I do, I don't remember them.
Yeah, the average person has 5 to 7 dreams a night, and sometimes you don't remember, we're so dog tired, but I feel she's coming. And was something wrong with her tummy?
Area? I'm not sure who's coming through.
This feels like your mom. Or do I might have a grandmother, but I feel like it's your mom first.
No, she's still here.
Then I have your grandmother. It's on your mother's side.
Okay.
What happened to your maternal grandmother's stomach? Or kidneys, or lips, all?
She had colon cancer and throat cancer.
Yeah. Well, she's telling me that of all the things that bothered her, her tummy must have hurt from all of the cancer in the colon, and she wants you to know she made it. And do you have a son?
Yes.
Is he struggling right now or stuck?
He's in high school.
Okay. Is he having a hard time? Because your grandmother's coming to bless him as well as you.
It could be with some turmoil in my relationship with him, possibly.
Ah, what's going on there, Gia?
Actually, I've been fighting cancer the last couple of years and lost, my employment and my home and stuff, and
I'm just
trying to rebuild. So, things are just really been pretty rocky, but I think I'm on the upslide now.
I do, too. I feel like the worst is behind you, and I feel like you need to reconnect with this son. He misses you. Do you see that?
Yeah, I talk to him frequently, and I don't really get to see him a whole lot, and that's just basically due to he works. He goes, he's in school. He does sports, and I hope he does miss me.
Invite him out to lunch one of these days, or cook him a good lunch. How's that sound? Or dinner. He misses you. I feel you're going to reconnect with your son. May I pull three cards for you?
Yes, please.
And was your grandmother funny?
Yes.
She's got a great sense of humor. Are you painting something right now with a paintbrush, a bucket of paint and a paintbrush?
No.
Why is she showing me that?
I don't know what that would be.
Are you helping someone else paint? It's right now.
I'm writing, I'm journaling, but no, I'm not painting.
No, she's handing you a paintbrush and a big bucket of paint. Are you cleaning up? Are you in a new space?
No.
Is this still your home?
No, I'm staying with a family friend due to my financial situation.
Okay, well, if they ask you to paint, I feel like it's your way of giving back.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay, I feel like that's your way of giving back, but your grandmother's laughing as she hands you that paintbrush. All right, I'm going to shuffle, Miss Gia. And why do I feel you're a good cook, but you never cook?
I cook often, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to cook.
You do. You're a great cook, but I feel like you're missing the kitchen lately. Oh, no one to cook for.
That's right there, exactly. I miss I miss dinners with my kids, on Sundays and stuff.
But your cooking skills are amazing. Your grandmother tells me you took after her. All right, I'm going to give these a good shuffle. I'm going to pull three from the middle. Let's see where your life's going. Oh, good. Do you have a birthday coming up?
I have one last month.
No. Who's got the December birthday?
I have two brothers that have birthdays in December.
Have they passed?
No.
Okay, they're still living. Why do I feel you need to celebrate a December birthday? Are you not speaking with these brothers?
No, I do. We usually don't celebrate, birthdays because there's so many. We celebrate the kids and not the adults. Yeah.
Can you please give them a call?
Yes.
Okay. Next one's emerging. I won't recognize you next time I talk to you. Emerging means, yes, you've been at the bottom of the barrel and you're climbing out. How's that feel?
It would be, to me, it'd be a miracle where I'm at right now.
You'll see. Spirit has a great way of getting you on your knees when he wants something. And you're really smart. Why don't you believe that? Who told you you weren't?
Many years of a bad marriage, pretty much.
Yeah. Can you not believe that junk? It's not true. And your next one is healing. Are you ready for a complete healing?
I so am ready for, yes.
Do your legs bother you, Gia, a lot?
Pardon?
Do your legs bother you?
No.
No.
Okay. Why am I feeling the right leg in particular? Is it an old injury?
No. The right upper part of my body, they took lymph nodes out of when they removed my breast. So I have a hard time moving my arms.
I feel like you're throwing your legs up, like you're compensating. So watch your legs. Are they sore in the morning when you get up or at the end of the day?
Okay. Sometimes my body's been through so much that...
I know. You've been very hard in your body, and you're starting to feel it. So now I want you to honor it. So go for tiny little walks or anything where you're going to rebuild this body again. Promise?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. I wish you all the best, and God bless you, Gia. And keep cooking.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, anyone else? Hello, do I have Mark there? Uh-oh.
Hello. Are we...
Did we lose you? Yeah, I'm just ready for the next caller.
All right. I'm just screening callers. Hold on.
Thank you.
Jamie, you're on with Francine.
Hi, Francine.
Jamie.
I'm so excited I made it through.
Yay. What's your question today?
I guess the only thing I've been having some trouble with is some tension in my neck.
Okay.
And I think I found a spot in my shoulder blade it might be coming from. Do you recommend anything?
Is it on the left side, Jamie?
Actually, it's on the right.
Okay.
It's probably both, but I think it's more on the right.
Okay. I don't know why I'm feeling it more on your left. Who are you carrying on this side? That's a person.
The baby.
Yeah. That's
the baby.
Your answer. You're carrying someone on that side, and it's throwing your neck off. And do you have a diaper bag and all that?
Yeah, oh, that's probably all on the right side.
Are you right-handed?
Yeah.
There's your answer right there. And I'm not saying to put the baby down, but do you do some stretching
maybe
or yoga?
Sides.
Jamie?
Oh, hello?
Do you do some stretching or yoga? I'm so sorry. I don't know who keeps trying to call in on the other line.
Oh, it's okay.
Do you do any, are you physically active?
Yes. Yeah, I do yoga.
Good.
And I feel you running.
Eat well, too. And did you ever do something with dancing? I feel like I want you to
dance.
Good. I want
you
to dance. Slow dancing.
Slow dancing?
Well, where your body moves, slow movement, not anything too quick where your neck is off.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I want to bless two children. Do you have two children?
I do.
Okay. I feel like you're carrying one and you're not carrying the other, if that makes sense.
Yeah, the other one, is four, so she's a little more independent.
Good. So we're going to heal that shoulder. How's that?
That sounds
and
good.
And can I draw some cards for you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Excellent. I'm going to shuffle. When I feel your energy's in, I'll let you know. And I will draw three from the middle. Ooh, good. All right. First one, study. Are you in a new business or a new job? Were you still learning or training?
I started a job like 3 months ago, just part-time.
Okay. Is something coming up with study where you're going to gain higher knowledge?
I did just take a class this weekend on making soap, and I loved it.
Excellent. Why do I feel more of that coming?
Yeah, I was thinking I was going to start making soap for everyone.
I love it. You're a natural-born entrepreneur. You know that.
Yeah, I haven't really found my niche yet, but
you will.
I have a few things I've been really interested in.
That's because you want to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I can't really make up my mind, I guess.
Well, hone in on one thing because you're great at it. Next one's body care. You're taking care of your children's body, but not your own.
I feel like I've been doing better.
Good. But when do you get some mom time?
You're
eating well, you're exercising, but does mom get some time alone?
Not really.
I know. How come?
Yeah, my exercise time is my time alone usually.
Okay, well, enjoy it. Relish it. Milk it a little bit.
Yeah.
Let Hubby watch the kids. All right. And have you lost a grandmother on your mother's side?
I have, and I felt like I've been feeling her around me. And
she is.
Smelling, almost like I'm smelling her or something. It's so weird.
Good. She's one of your spirit guides. Yeah. What are you smelling?
Just like stuff from what hid at her house almost, something that reminds me of her when I smell it.
Yeah, they send a very familiar scent. But I feel like you're making transitions around your career or around your life's work, and she's there to help you. Pretty lady, too.
So
very
sweet.
Pretty.
Oh, she's
okay,
beautiful.
And last one is intention. You set all new goals for yourself this year, and again, it's career-oriented.
Uh-huh.
Good girl. Do you do Reiki?
No, but I'm interested in all that kind of stuff.
Is
that what you said?
Reiki, yeah. I see Reiki class coming up.
Yeah, because
I do it
on my dog.
See, your dog knows.
I talk to all this stuff on my dog, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? You need to do some Reiki on your neck, too.
I know, really. Yeah.
Jamie, you're a sweetheart.
I think I've been listening to the Law of Attraction tapes, and I was like, okay, well, maybe if I just stop thinking about the neck pain and send the positive energy, then that will help heal it, too, when I'm not thinking,
absolutely.
Oh, my neck hurts.
Great,
you know,
way.
So I kind of changed my attitude about it.
Yeah, because the mind rules the body. But in this case, I really feel it's carrying the baby in the baby bag.
Mm-hmm.
Can you try on the left for a while? We'll balance it.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. Get her on the left side.
All right, promise me you'll do something fun today.
Okay.
All right, take care. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, we have Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So far, so good. I was just wondering what Spirit had to say to me today.
Okay. And have you lost a father figure?
Yes.
Is this your dad?
Yes.
Can I call him through? He says you got through today so he could give you a message.
Okay.
Okay. And are you moving? I see packing boxes.
Only in my mind. I'm trying to do the Law of Attraction. I'm wanting to.
What if I told you Dad's coming to help you?
All right. That sounds great.
I see it around March or April. Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Good. What's stopping you? Finances?
Yes.
Okay, so let's pray like the earlier caller. Abundance flows freely to me. March or April, I feel something comes up, but it feels like it's someone's home that they want you to watch for a while. Would that make sense?
Not yet, but maybe.
Yeah, you'll see. It's not just where you're going to go rent an apartment. I feel like it's someone's home, and it's almost like not a business proposition, but they need you and you need them. And it turns into be a little more longer of a stay than you realize, but I feel you're very happy. Do you have a son that's moving with you?
I have a son. I have two sons, and they still live with me.
Okay. I feel like, why do I feel just one son's moving? Is the other moving somewhere else?
He has a girlfriend moving to us.
Ah, you got to have a house full, Mom.
Oh, yes.
All right. Yeah, I see you moving. I don't know why. I don't know if they get their own apartment, but I just see you with one son in the home.
Okay.
And the other will visit. Have you lost a brother, too?
No. I never had a brother. I lost a mother.
But did your mom have a miscarriage?
She did have one son. He passed away at 6 months old.
That's him. Because I have your dad.
And I'm sorry. Oh, my God. How could I forget about him?
Yeah. I have your dad holding a little boy. And it was either a miscarriage or a baby who didn't stay long on this earth. and they want you to know he's safe and sound. Can I pull your mom through for a minute?
Yes, yes.
Yay. And who's Grace, G-R-A-C-E?
I'm not familiar with that name.
You have someone named Grace. You'll figure it out. She's blessing you from heaven. Might have been one of your mom's friends. What happened to your mom, upper respiratory?
Mm-hmm.
She's telling me all that area is all cleared and she's fine. And don't remember her breathing that way, please. She doesn't look or feel that way.
Oh, good.
Good. Allow her to bless you. Can I draw three cards for you?
Yes, please.
You got it. All right. I feel like you, another one who's all work and no play. How come?
I don't know.
We got to get you out to play, and play can mean just going to a movie or getting an ice cream or doing something fun. All right.
I agree.
Three from the middle. Good. All right. You've drawn the support card. You give support to everybody else. Where do you go, Christina, when you need yours?
To the angels.
Good. Excellent. Do you know your lead angel is Michael? Has anyone ever told you?
No, but I know because I'm in love with him. He's my hero. He has that sword and that shield, and I call on him all day and all night.
Good. You should, because he's your lead angel. He was born with you. The minute they said it's a girl, he came to be with you, and he's not going anywhere, and that means you have a long life. But you feel very sensitively. Everything causes you pain, and you need to let that go. Give everything to Michael. He'll take care of it for you. Your next one is nature. Can you get outside more? Nature misses you.
Okay, well, I do. I have a garden outside.
Yay! We can't. You don't garden this time of year, do you?
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm in Arizona, so it's actually
Well, then you can. I thought you were a mast like us. Good girl. Get out there and garden. Nature misses you. And your last one is power. Why are you afraid to show your power? And I don't mean in an egotistical kind of way.
Maybe it's fear of people being afraid of me. I don't know.
Yeah, and you can show your power in a non-judgmental way. And I'm going to say this, you can get mad, but I feel like people walk all over you. Is that true?
Once in a while.
Okay, don't allow that. Just learn the word no. And this is from your mom. Do you need a new washing machine? I don't know why they told me this stuff, but...
Oh, my God. Oh, I love her so much. You know, she's going to be gone 30 years this year, and she's just been on my mind. I'm like, oh, my God, thank you. Yes, I do.
You know what? She's not missing. She just moved to a different place, and she says, get a new washing machine. What's wrong with yours?
All of a sudden, it just broke. I have a tear coming down my face, but it's a tear of joy, okay?
Honey, I wish you all the best, Christina. God bless you, sweetheart. I know your mom is right behind you all the time.
Oh, God. This, you telling me about the washer, just like,
they tell me what I believe are the most random things, but it isn't, because it proves that she's watching over you. She can see all the details of the day. So, I just want you to know you walk with mom every day. Enjoy.
Oh, God, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
I'm so grateful to you.
Oh, you call anytime. I'm here for you, pal.
Okay, let's bring in Julia. Julia, you're on the air with Francine.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, Julia, how are you?
Oh, it's been a crazy couple days. My mother had open heart surgery yesterday.
What's your first name? I'll put her on my prayer list.
Beulah, B-E-U-L-A-H.
Okay. I'll put her on my prayer list, and she'll be prayed for all over the world. So let's get her better.
Thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
And what was your question?
I've got a lot of changes going on in my life. I'll be ending a 29-year marriage probably in the very near future.
Oh,
so,
Julie. Julia, you couldn't fix him, honey. You know this. And, man,
no.
You tried. I just feel you got a man that wasn't willing to be fixed, and you're exhausted trying to fix him. You
no.
want to shake those tail feathers and just start your life. Are you ready?
I feel like I'm definitely moving in that direction. I definitely want, you know, it's like one day I was sitting there and I just asked myself, do you want 29 more years of this? And the answer was no, I don't want 29 more years of this.
I don't blame you. You know what, if someone's willing to be fixed, we hang in there. But he's not, honey, he's not. Have you lost a father?
I have a father figure. He was actually my uncle. I never knew my biological father at all, but my uncle was like a father to me, and, yeah, he passed on.
Can I pull him through?
That'd be wonderful. Thank
his
you.
Name's not,
all
his
the
name's
encouragement.
Okay, his name's not Peter, is it?
No, it's Bill William.
Okay, who's Everybody Peter that I have in heaven, too?
I don't know, Peter.
All right. You got blessings from your uncle, but there's someone, Peter, that feels like a mentor. Or was that a grandpa?
No.
All right.
The name Peter doesn't actually ring a bell, but I wrote it down, and I'll think about it.
But you'll call me back. You'll know who this is. And Bill,
okay.
Bill's funny, though. He's got a good sense of humor, but what was wrong with
yeah.
his legs?
Oh,
was he diabetic?
Yeah, diabetes did run in his family.
Yeah, I feel like towards the end he had neuropathy or something that made his legs numb. And he wants you to know he can dance again in heaven. And it was his
good.
Pleasure. It was his pleasure to love you, honey. Do you know that?
Yeah, I do. And I loved him too. He was
and
really a great guy.
Did he do something with boats?
No, but he was one of those that always took all the kids fishing, and, you know, he was, it's like, he just was always there for the kids, you know.
He's showing himself on a boat right now, not a big boat, but he's just showing me his bliss.
Oh, nice. Well, he's probably fishing.
Call upon him, honey. He is a father figure. Can I draw three cards?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
You got it.
I would like to know about, you know, making it through the divorce and, you know, if everything's going to go okay, and because that's going to be huge.
What's your hubby's first name?
It starts with a K.
All right, just give me the K. How did you deal with his anger, Julia?
I just... tried to be the peacemaker, tried to, you know, calm all the feathers and, you know.
Yeah. He's just still very angry. Everything's 50-50. I'm not worried. I feel like your children are older, so that there's not a problem with custody. Is there a problem with a home, though?
Yeah, we have a home. It would
Will
have to
he
be
not
sold.
Move out?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't filed yet. It's just I'm working in that direction.
Right.
I haven't actually filed the papers yet.
Well, I hope your angels give you the courage to do so. Normally, I say I'd like to save marriages, but in this instance, honey, I think you've given it all that you have. What I do see is when you go to sell this, he just gives you a hard time about moving out. But don't you dig your heels in the sand and you hang in there, promise?
Okay. Wow. Yeah, he's definitely a financially oriented gentleman, so he's not going to give anything easily. So.
No, you're not going to get it easy, I'll tell you this, especially that house. He's going to either want to live there and make you unhappy for a while, but you know what? Just show him your true integrity. All right, I'm going to draw three cards.
Okay, thank you.
And I will let you know. Oh, your first one's answered prayer. Good. Are you ready for a year of answered prayer?
I'm definitely ready for that.
Good. Then start, put it out there to your angels and say, you know what, angels? I need you to get me through this divorce. He can be pretty bad with money, and I don't want to have to deal with that. Make it safe and simple for me. And keep saying
okay.
that prayer. Your next one's friendship. Ooh. after you've settled from this divorce, would you like a male friend?
Yes, definitely.
Good. And your last card is self-acceptance. Why did you allow this man to take some of your self-acceptance away?
You know, I think it just happened gradually over the years, and it's just like I woke up one day, and it's like, gosh, who am I? I'm not the person I used to be. I don't even remember, you know, what happened, how I got to this place, you know.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you a little secret. God only makes masterpieces, my love. You're God's masterpiece, and that's the only way you should see yourself in this earth. So even while you're going through this divorce, just know that you're loved, and I bet by next October your self-acceptance is through the roof. And your new guy, and I know he doesn't come in for a while because you need to heal, he's great with building or putting things up or building shelves. You're going to love him.
Oh, nice.
Was your husband not handy?
Not so much. I mean,
oh, you're
going to
love
him. He could do a lot of stuff, but... You know, it's so funny because I have a degree in interior design.
Woo-hoo,
and I always,
you and him
you know,
are going to get along great.
yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Well, he's right up my alley.
He is. Well, congratulations.
Awesome.
I'm on Facebook. Send me a picture when you meet him.
Okay. Sounds great.
God bless you,
oh,
honey.
I'm so glad I got to talk to you. Thank
me
you so
too.
Much. God bless you, too.
God bless you, Julia. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Excuse me.
Where's the time going?
I know. Mary Lou, you're on with Francine.
Hi, Francine.
Hey, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. And what's your question?
I was wondering if I could just get a general read.
Good. Mother figure for you?
There is a mother figure on the other side.
She's not your mom, though, is she?
No.
Yeah. I feel two people. I feel a grandmother. Did you lose a sister?
No.
Did you lose someone like a sister? Oops. Are you there, love?
Yeah, no, I didn't lose anyone like a sister.
Okay. Why am I feeling that? Was your grandmother young when she died?
My grandmother... I have two grandmothers in spirit, and
this
one
is
died.
Maternal.
My mom's mom died 20-some years before I was born.
Ah, that's her then. I feel like she's a mother figure to you, but she's a very young person when she dies. But she's one of your spirit guides. Do you pray to her, Mary Lou?
You
should. Yep. Don't. And new job for you? Or new level of your job?
I hope so.
Yay. What's stopping you, she wants to know.
I'm waiting for a contract.
Excellent. What if I told you she's already working on it?
Awesome.
Good. You're very bright. Why? I'm not feeling a love life, though. You too busy to have a love life?
I would love to have one.
No love life at all, honey?
Nope.
No, I feel like you're too busy to get out there and meet someone. Why? Are you open to the process?
I'm very open to it.
All right, good. Have you lost a male in heaven that you want to connect with that was the love of your life?
There's a old boyfriend, but I wouldn't say he was the love of my life.
But he's passed, hasn't he?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Ronan.
What is it?
Ronan.
Ronan. Why do I feel you were the love of his life if it weren't reversed?
I doubt that.
Uh-uh. What happened to this man's head?
I don't know.
Was there a lot of alcohol or drugs going in?
Possibly.
Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah, I feel like his head got kind of mixed up, and he couldn't be the guy you wanted. But he just wants you to know that you did affect his life, and you did touch his heart. And if you get yourself out there, there's potential for you to meet someone great in May. But I feel you're too busy. What do you do for fun?
I don't have a lot of fun.
No, we got to get you out there. Do you go online at least? I mean, like Match.com or?
No.
Mary Lou, any social activities?
Spiritual stuff, that's about it.
Good. Excellent. There's nothing wrong with that. You get a nice spiritual guy. Let me draw some cards and see if we draw the new love or soulmate. Deal?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to shuffle these again to get the last client's energy out. And then I'll grab three from the middle for you. One, two, and three. Good. First one's manifestation. Why are you afraid to manifest this man? What do you think is going to happen when you do?
I'm not afraid of it. I don't.
Good. Then let's keep it that way. Let's start saying the man that's supposed to be with me is already on his way. We're being divinely guided towards each other. Who's Tony?
I don't know Tony.
Okay. Call me if his name is Tony because I keep hearing that. Your next card is balance. You don't balance your life, do you, Mary Lou? Do you do all work, no fun?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Can we have a little more balance in it? Do you get weekends off?
I'm a single parent, so I have a weekend with the kids where I entertain them and then a weekend off where I work.
Okay. We got to get more balance because your third card celebration. You got good news to tell me. It's coming up, I promise.
Can I ask you a question about this mother figure at the top of the reading?
Absolutely. Can you repeat it? I keep losing you, Mary Lou. Are you on a cell phone?
No, I'm on Skype. The mother figure, and you said it's not my mom. Could it be a friend's mom around me?
Could it be who?
A friend's mom around me?
Well, I first felt your grandmother and your mother's side because she felt young. But I also felt a sister figure. So was this woman young?
She was.
In her
50s,
that's young. Okay. What's her first name?
Elaine.
All right. And who's Millie? Was that your grandmother?
I don't know a Millie.
All right. I got a Millie coming through. And was Elaine, this is your girlfriend's mother?
Yeah.
What ate away at her body?
Cancer.
Okay. She's showing me Pac-Man, so that's usually not a quick death. Do you see her? Because she comes when you're wide awake. Do you ever see her in your peripheral vision?
I see things, but I can't tell what it is.
What it will be is all maternal come on your right side, and you'll just see a shadow, and that's Elaine. And is her daughter going through lots of changes in her life?
It's she has a son.
Okay. Why do I feel a daughter, too? Unless she means you. Were you like a daughter to her?
I didn't know her that well. She just comes to me in spirit, so I'm trying to figure her out. I never met her.
Okay. She's coming to you in the form of a mother figure, but she's actually giving you guidance because you're so connected to her son, but she's also saying the word daughter.
1 minute.
Does she have an estranged daughter?
No.
I'm sorry. I just feel like she's not just blessing a son, but a daughter as well. Will you call me back and let me know?
I would love to.
Okay, honey. Mary Lou, God bless you. I wish you all the best.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, Elizabeth. Sorry we didn't get to you. Yeah.
Oh, I feel so bad.
All right. Well, thank you, Francine. As always, a great show. Your next show, I think, is coming up November. What is the date?
I'm checking it as we speak.
Yeah, I'm just pulling the calendar now. Your next date is coming up on November 20th at 11 a.m. And that's 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on November 20th. So tune in for Francine's Angels. And as always, Francine, it's great having you on the air. And go ahead and give everybody your website again.
It's www.francinesangels.com. And thank you all for calling. And I'm sorry if you didn't get through. Try again next time. And do
Sounds
something
good.
Fun today.
All right. And Francine, I sent you some dates for that France retreat for your training event for September 2014. So take a look at those, and we'll talk about that later.
I already got the cook. All right. Thanks, Mark. Take care.
All right. Love you, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye. Love you, too.